This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. President Carter flew to Missouri today to tell a farmers' convention he will do all he can to get the government out of the farm business. Lee Thornton reports.
Though administration sources had billed the Columbia speech a major farm policy address, farm issues shared the spotlight with a lot of other White House concerns, including inflation. On that subject, the president leveled a strong attack against special interest lobbies.
The fight against inflation becomes nearly impossible when the pressures of special economic interest lobbies are successful. These lobbies care absolutely nothing about the national interest as long as they get theirs. We will never win the fight against inflation unless we help the Congress to resist these pressures.
Mr. Carter felt comfortable enough with this group to joke about last winter's demonstrations by farmers, and he told them that rising farm prices will now mean a 25% increase in net farm income in 1978. There was also a firm presidential promise that beef imports will be restricted next year. The president's speech was interrupted by applause a number of times, but that was no surprise from members of the Mid-Continent Farmers Association. They have been among the farm groups least critical of the president's farm policies. Lee Thornton, CBS News, Columbia, Missouri.
The World Tonight continues after this message.
Amana brings you ice and water. With the exclusive Amana three-door ice and water refrigerator with a patented ice and water dispenser separate from the doors. It's completely free of frost and features Amana's refrigerator within a refrigerator meat keeper that keeps meats fresh longer. Cantilever shelves that adjust to meet changing storage needs and much, much more. Enjoy the automatic convenience of ice and water with the exclusive Amana three-door ice and water refrigerator.
The House Assassinations Committee has opened a series of public hearings on the murder of Martin Luther King, Jr. The first witness, Ralph Abernathy, Dr. King's closest aide. Neil Strauser reports.
Abernathy told the committee he feels King may have received some warning of an attempt on his life. He'd been troubled and nervous in the weeks before that fateful April 1968 day in Memphis. On that day, Abernathy said, he left King standing on the Lorraine Hotel balcony and went back inside to put on some aftershave lotion.
I heard what sounded like a firecracker. Naturally, I jumped, and of course, I then looked, and I could see only his feet.
Abernathy said he still doesn't know if James Earl Ray pulled the trigger to fire that shot, but said Ray wrote him that money was paid him. And Abernathy said he still believes that Memphis police and the FBI aided Ray's escape. But Abernathy disputed one theory long put forward by Mark Lane, Ray's lawyer, and others, that the FBI arranged to put King in the insecure Lorraine Hotel. He said it was the decision of the King Party.
We just felt a part of the Lorraine. It is a black motel. Plus, they had a lot of catfish there. And Dr. King and I loved catfish.
So much for one theory. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Washington.
Reaction to the House hearings came from Mrs. Coretta Scott King, and Bruce Hall reports.
The wife of the slain civil rights leader said she fully supported the public hearings by the House Assassinations Committee. Mrs. King also said that she was pleased with the way the committee was conducting the investigation. In an Atlanta news conference, Mrs. King repeated her long-held belief that there was a conspiracy involved in the death of her husband. However, she said she had no proof herself and is anxiously waiting for the committee to issue its formal report. Mrs. King said she was also happy that James Earl Ray would be testifying. She said that she hoped that some of the things he has apparently been saying in private in prison will now be said in public, possibly shedding new light on the killing. Bruce Hall, CBS News, Atlanta.
More of The World Tonight after this.
This week, Newsweek magazine profiles the eight most likely candidates to succeed Pope Paul. With Roman Catholicism facing its greatest modern crisis, Newsweek also probes the problems the new pope faces. Divorce, ordination of women, birth control. Who will the next pope be? Will he be the first non-Italian pontiff in 400 years? Read Choosing a New Pope, Newsweek's cover story. It's the kind of incisive, colorful reporting that keeps Newsweek first among newsweeklies and journalism awards. Newsweek. Don't go another week without it.
In Memphis, Tennessee, if you call for help today, the National Guard is likely to answer. John Sheehan reports.
Memphis is without its regular police department and without most of its firemen. Both unions are in a contract dispute with the city. The firemen had been working under a court order. When they went on strike last month, the city was hit by a wave of more than 200 mysterious fires that destroyed homes and businesses. Now, against the advice of union leaders, the firemen have walked out again in support of the striking policemen. Police supervisors carrying shotguns arrested about 60 policemen in the early morning hours on charges of violating the dusk to dawn curfew. 1,200 National Guardsmen who rolled into town during the night have taken over firefighting equipment, but they are untrained in how to use it. And the people of this city are very worried about what might happen after nightfall. John Sheehan, CBS News, Memphis.
East of Atlantic City, some gamblers have struck it rich. The game, drilling beneath the ocean floor. The stakes high, and the winner now, a big energy company. Ray Brady reports.
Texaco says the first discovery well off the East Coast is a gasser, one capable of producing some 7.5 million cubic feet of natural gas a day. That's not nearly enough to start commercial production of natural gas. It will take the drilling of more wells to determine that. But it can be a significant find. As company officials note, this is the first time the oil companies drilling in the area know there can be oil and natural gas in the waters off the east coast of the United States. So far, the companies have come up with only two dry holes. Estimates of the potential reserves in the Atlantic are nowhere near those of the North Slope of Alaska. But at the very least, the new gas well, though small, is a sign there could be oil not just off New Jersey, but off the coast of Georgia and New England as well. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
Another dismal day for the dollar on foreign currency exchanges. It sank to new record lows in trading against the Swiss franc, the West German mark, and even the Dutch guilder. It fell, too, against the Japanese yen, bringing a warning to the United States today from Japan's external affairs minister. Nobuhiko Ueshiba is saying his country wants much firmer action from the U.S. to support the dollar. Among the recommendations, borrowing foreign currencies through special bond deals, swapping dollars for yen so the Japanese central bank will have more available for intervention during wide fluctuations, and most importantly, curbing domestic inflation. Without such actions, the minister says, Japan and other countries will be unable to stop the slide of the dollar on the international markets. Wall Street, when the world tonight continues.
Even veteran journalists keep learning on the job and appreciate it. Case in point, CBS News correspondent Dan Rather.
Being a reporter has given me, I didn't realize this until much later on, it's given me a precious thing, which is a lifetime of learning.
CBS Radio Sports' Wynn Elliott told us,
I know what I don't know, and what I don't know is almost everything. By the time I make up my mind that I know something, it jumps right up and kicks me in the face.
Correspondent Charles Kuralt relates,
you mustn't think of yourself as a big shot in this business. One time we parked our bus in Florida and a woman came out of our house smiling, and I smiled and she smiled, and I opened the door to accept congratulations for all the nice little stories we do. And she said, I think I'd like a couple of loaves of rye today, please. So that's good for you, you know.
Charles Kuralt, Wynn Elliott, Dan Rather. Great reporting weekends on most of these CBS radio network stations. Listen here. They're worth your time.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down more than 2.5 points, closing just above 888. On the New York Exchange, the average price per share down 2 cents, volume 32 1/3 million shares. Wall Street on this World Tonight.